Greetings, warriors and veterans and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Hoo-wah! Thanks for joining us today. Last week was the anniversary of the UN acting with horrible bias. In 1980, the UN Security Council voted 14-0 that member states should not recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And in 2015, they unanimously endorsed a landmark deal that we now know empowers Iran's nuclear program. The good old UN, doing bad things for the world. Why are we still a member, and why are we paying for most of their activities? Oh, well. Okay, joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is Marine vet Skip Coriel. Skip, there are so many shootings going on today in society. It got me wondering why most people don't get trained and get armed. What do you think?
Well, actually, Colonel, we're going to talk about that later on at the end of the show when we do the self-defense report. Because you're right, crime is way up, especially violent crime. And if you're not armed and trained by now, you're behind the curve. People need to get armed and trained as soon as possible, Colonel.
Well, that's true. Protect yourself and other people. Anyway.
Absolutely.
Well, here's what we have for you today. On News and Comments by the Colonel, I'm going to discuss some goofy decisions hurting our military. Then Chief Warrant Officer Roland Aspey will share his warrant wisdom. Next, we'll talk with General Jerry Boykin about the way our troops are being abused in the areas of COVID and religious freedom. And then Steve Wilson will discuss how helpvet.net helps vets. Next, we'll meet retired Army Colonel and state legislator Tom Brewer. And we'll review the movie of the month with Diane Raver from the Garden State Film Festival.
Hey, troops. Please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on up to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We do welcome your input to this show. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or by Facebook. Okay, now it's time for news and comments by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom. And of course, we'll start with the news. Take us there, Skip.
A country with the ability to make nuclear bombs is a real threat when that nation's government isn't likely to act responsibly. When a senior advisor to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Kamal Karazi, announced on July 17th that Iran could make an atomic weapon, it marked a deviation from the past when the country vehemently denied having this capability. He noted that while the theocracy could develop a nuclear weapon, leaders haven't yet decided whether to proceed. In the same appearance, Karazi said Iran could easily create 90% enriched uranium. He noted the tactical components are there whenever leaders decide to use them. Iranian officials previously claimed their efforts to refine and enrich uranium were only to generate energy, but power plants generally only require uranium enrichment of up to 5%, exposing the nation's questionable subterfuge. The country also issued a large number of sanctions on U.S. officials. Nobody named has assets in Iran, so the measures mean very little in practice.
Iran's government is pure evil. They're the primary supporter of terror in the Middle East and maybe the world. If they get a nuclear weapon, they'll need to be taken out. And I'm thinking Israel will do it. We'd better support them. Oh, and Russia is now working really closely with Iran.
Having a healthy and robust military is vital to the national security of the U.S. Knowing the American military is in the best position to stand up for and defend this nation helps many people sleep well at night. It also plays a role in preserving what many veterans and deceased members of the armed forces fought for. With all the currently existing geopolitical tensions, having a strong United States military has never been more imperative. Unfortunately, this is coming under attack at the worst time possible. As it turns out, there's not a single branch in the U.S. military that isn't having problems when it comes to recruitment levels. Across the board, the military is running into issues as far as meeting this year's annual recruitment objectives. Data shows that many young people across the country aren't even eligible to serve. Meanwhile, fewer young people, 9%, actually have the desire to serve. The last time our nation's military had this much trouble landing recruits was in 1973 after America departed from Vietnam. Military leaders are warning this year may be the last that the military can feasibly run on a recruitment system of only volunteers. 57% of Americans believe serving in the military would lead to them struggling with mental or emotional issues later. Despite massive downturns in military recruitments, service members are getting booted out due to not taking COVID-19 vaccines. These removals are happening in spite of the fact that these vaccines cannot prevent service members from catching this virus or passing it along. Furthermore, the COVID-19 vaccine mandate has been highly controversial and pushed back upon by both military members and civilians who support them. As the military discharges service members over noncompliance with a vaccine mandate amid low recruitment levels, this only serves to further weaken the military, leaving America more vulnerable by extension.
Our military is a mess, particularly due to poor leadership, poor senior leadership. I did not advise young people to join the military now unless they really believe that's what God wants them to do.
Ukraine is in desperate need of ambulances, particularly armored ones. The request has been made and confirmed by American vets on the ground. So far, our nation has done nothing to provide them.
We can't do everything for Ukraine. Ambulances seem like something that will help those most in need. I hope we'll provide them.
We are planning to bolster U.S. arms production to sustain the war in Ukraine and to support Taiwan in preparing to fend off an invasion from China, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said. Sullivan also said the administration is urging Taiwan's leaders to purchase arms better suited to fighting the Chinese military if it were to invade. Due to the need to produce more weapons faster, the Pentagon is working on ways to increase the capacity of the American defense industrial base, as well as allied defense industries, to ensure weapons and other military equipment can be produced to deter adversaries. So far, we have sent over $5.6 billion in weapons and other aid to Ukraine, including anti-tank and anti-aircraft missiles and sophisticated artillery. This is raising questions about whether our military stocks can be replenished and whether similar arms would be available to assist Taiwan should China attack the island. Strengthening the ability to produce more weapons will require increased investment, a larger industrial workforce, and a new emphasis on supply chains that provide components for maintaining weapon systems, especially munitions, he said.
Our country is broke. Look at the inflation right now. Where's the money going to come from? And why do we assume that China will wait to attack Taiwan until Russia's done in Ukraine? This is nuts.
General Michael Kurilla, commander of U.S. Central Command, along with Vice Admiral Charles Cooper, commander of U.S. Navy Central, and Lieutenant General Pat Frank, commander of U.S. Army Central, visited the Saudi Royal Armed Forces in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia July 20 and 21. The visit is part of an ongoing multi-country trip to the Central Command Area of Responsibility, the Middle East. The Saudi Royal Armed Forces, who have had a codified security cooperation with us since 1951 and fought alongside us during Operation Desert Storm, is a critical partner in the Middle East. This visit, the second by General Kurilla to Saudi Arabia and fifth to the region since taking command of Central Command in April, underscores the importance of that partnership. While in Saudi Arabia, Kurilla engaged with Chief of General Staff General Fayyad al-Rawali and other Saudi senior military leaders. They discussed matters of importance to both militaries and to the region, including opportunities to strengthen regional cooperation across an expanded network of security partners and ways to enhance security through employment of artificial intelligence and machine learning technology.
We have indeed been allies and partners with Saudi Arabia for decades. This despite the fact that our president called them evil and went there to ask for more oil. Saudis are far from perfect, but they do share some key values with us. And that's the news. As Americans, it's our responsibility to ensure that our nation is well run and on the right path. Politics and politicians are confusing, but we can work together. Concerned Veterans for America can assist you in getting involved and getting our nation back on track. Working with them is one of the things I do. Check cv4a.org. That's cv4a.org. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Coming up on Frontlines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel and we'll enjoy some warrant wisdom. Then we'll talk with General Jerry Boykin. At ease, troops, take a break.
This is Lieutenant Colonel Retired John Barry, managing partner of Barry Law. For over 50 years, Barry Law has defended the rights of Americans, both on the battlefield and in the courtroom. We are committed to supporting our fellow service members. If you need help appealing your VA disability decision, find us at PTSDlawyers.com or call 888-883-2483.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel with your home defense tip of the week. According to the National Sexual Violence Resource Center, 80% of rape victims knew their attacker. Be careful who you let into your life. If they don't feel right to you, then don't associate with them. My experience has taught me this. When you let crazy people into your life gets crazy. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
If you are suffering from anxiety, joint muscle aches, or trouble sleeping, try Day 3 Creation, a Christian family-owned provider of American-made, non-intoxicating, non-addictive CBD products created from natural, organic, laboratory-tested ingredients. Day 3 comes from a servant's heart as God calls us to care for each other with compassion and honesty. 10% of all profits go to Patriot Paws, providing disabled vets with service dogs. Visit day3creation.com to learn more. God bless. This is Colonel Danny Gillum. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you are in formation and listening to the front lines of freedom all across America. Troops, did you know that American farmers are going out of business because folks are buying foreign food? It's not good for our nation's security if we can't feed ourselves. We need to maintain our food independence by buying food grown in America. Patriot Foods is not emergency food. It's food produced by our farmers. I love it, need it. Use the promo code FREEDOM and save 10%. Check patriotfoods.com. That's patriotfoods.com. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. I don't know if our national government is intentionally lying to us or just trying to keep any of us from getting the truth or speaking the truth about important issues. Our first guest today, General Jerry Boykin, will discuss, among other things, the horrible way our troops are being forced to get COVID shots when recent science shows it isn't necessary and can do serious damage. Chaplains are being pressured to act contrary to their faith and denominational requirements. Doctors and other medical specialists who work for the government, including the military, are threatened with losing their jobs if they speak the truth, regardless of what science shows. Indeed, next week we'll be talking with the group Feds for Medical Freedom. Oh, and while our government won't share the real facts on the subject, we only use Fauci science, not real science. England recently posted that since April, 94% of the people who died of COVID were fully vaccinated. Indeed, 90% were triple or quadruple jab. And as you know, despite his quadruple jab, our president has COVID. Oh, and the January 6th committee has recently held some more primetime hearings. These things are becoming less and less newsworthy, operating more as a coping mechanism for Trump haters, never seeming to actually move the ball forward. Maybe that's because there's no ball to actually move forward. The January 6th committee began with a promise to provide evidence of a seven-step plan by Donald Trump to organize and execute the unrest of that day with the express purpose of overthrowing the government. One of the latest hearings didn't even attempt to prove that theory. What we got was more random emotional dredge tossed against the wall in the hopes of getting people to think, man, this was really bad. But again, the stated purpose of this committee, which is being paid for by our taxpayer money, is to prove a seditious conspiracy. Instead, Representative Liz Cheney and her crew spent the evening talking about the stunning revelation that Congressman Josh Hawley jogged through the hallway in the Capitol that day. All of our military branches, maybe excepting the very small Space Force, are way, way behind in recruiting. Many leaders are discussing the need to end the all-volunteer force and return to the draft. They wouldn't have this problem if the leaders would stop seeking promotion for themselves and started looking out for the troops. A great start would be to demand the end of the COVID shot requirement, which is driving great servicemen and women away and keeping those who want to join but have religious conviction or other reasons for doing so. And if our so-called military leaders demand this and didn't get it, then they could resign in protest. That's what real leaders would do. And the goofy woke stuff being forced on all our troops, officer, enlisted, and service academy cadets, is first, wrong. Second, by teaching that our nation is and has always been racist, and we should judge people by their race or color, not by their character, is certainly not encouraging our military to be proud of and prepared to give their lives for our nation and for their teams. In combat, This is asking for death and defeat. I've been there. For the record, it is contemporary wokeness, not colonialism, that takes its clues from Nazism. This despite what the 1619 Project claims. We'll bring in some experts to the show at the end of this month to discuss this. Oh, and our Army has indefinitely suspended a retired three-star general from a consulting position because of a tweet mocking an abortion post from First Lady Jill Biden. Jill quoted, quote, "For nearly 50 years, women have had the right to make our decisions about our bodies. Today, that right was stolen from us," she said on June 24th regarding the Supreme Court overturning of Roe versus Wade. Quote, and continuing, quote, "And while we may be devastated by this injustice, we will not sit back as the progress we have already won slips away," end quote. Quote, "Glad to see you finally know what a woman is," end quote, the general mocked the First Lady in a reply tweet. The general had been advising senior military officers and staff and students participating in war games and other military activities. "I expect you know that the White House has been hammered by critics for advocating policies that differentiates boys and girls and men and women based on gender identity rather than biological sex." The general, who boasts a Silver Star for valor, in the past has tweeted that the House's January 6th committee, quote, "is all about partisan politics," and he's never been challenged. I do think it would have been appropriate to advise him not to take shots at the First Lady while he's on a government contract, but indefinitely suspended with no previous issues? Pure politics. I guess to succeed in our current governmental culture, you have to keep your mouth shut except to praise the leaders and forget about the idea of taking care of the troops and our citizens and little things like freedom of speech and religion. In this election year, let's elect people who will seek to fix our nation. And those are my comments for today. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom, and we get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have to share this week, Roland?
Next week on August 4th is the U.S. Coast Guard's birthday. For more than 230 years, the first line of American coastal defense has been the United States Coast Guard. Whether protecting the nation's waterways, rescuing sailors at sea, or enforcing maritime law, the Coast Guard has been there. So in honor of the Coast Guard's 232nd birthday, here are just a few key facts and maybe an awesome story about its history. Number one, did you know that the Coast Guard is actually older than the Navy? It began its life when President Washington established the Revenue Cutter Service to enforce U.S. tariffs in 1790. It was America's only maritime defense force until the Department of Navy was established in 1798. Now, in fairness to the Navy, they officially date their birthday back to the establishment of the Continental Navy in 1775. But that Navy was disbanded after the Revolutionary War. What we know as the Coast Guard today came after a couple mergers. In 1915, the Revenue Cutter Service was merged with the U.S. Life Saving Service and was officially renamed the Coast Guard. And in 1939, the Lighthouse Service was also folded in, and the Commerce Department's Bureau of Marine Inspection and Navigation was added in 1946. Number two, did you know that the Coast Guard has special operators? You have certainly heard of the Green Berets and the Navy SEALs, but have you heard of the Coast Guard's Maritime Safety and Security Teams, or the Maritime Security Response Teams? The safety and security teams are used to prevent or deter potential terrorist attacks on the seas. They enforce laws, increase port security, and they specialize in boarding hostile ships in and around U.S. waters. The security response teams train to board and secure vessels, such as those being held by terrorists and holding hostages. They are proficient in close-quarter combat, as well as chemical, biological, and nuclear response. Also, did you know that there's a Coast Guard Medal of Honor recipient? Now, you have to remember that the Coast Guard is a branch of the military and has fought in every major American conflict since the beginning of our country. During World War II, Signalman First Class Douglas Monroe volunteered to support the Navy in landing Marines during the 1942 landings at Guadalcanal. When one group of Marines came under massive Japanese counterattack while assaulting a beachhead, Monroe led the evacuation of the whole Marine force. While the Marines were loading onto the evacuation boats, Monroe placed his boat between them and the incoming fire to protect the Marines. He ended up being shot in the head by a Japanese machine gun. His Medal of Honor has a place of honor in the National Museum of the Marine Corps. So, happy birthday, U.S. Coast Guard. For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Thanks, Roland. I really enjoyed that. Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll discuss our nation's COVID policy and freedom of religion with General Jerry Boykin. Then we'll talk about helpvet.net. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. You're standing tall with the front lines of freedom. Troops, it's time for pull-ups. Start with 40, take a break, do another 30, then stand at ease.
Friends, Adam here, Patriot Foods, U.S. only company. Frozen fruits and vegetables straight from our dirt, not overseas. Support the U.S. farmer. When you shop at patriotfoods.com, we give back to a military family in need. We got to take care of each other, my friends. We have to. So important. 10% off patriotfoods.com. 10% off promo code FREEDOM and shop today.
HelpVet.net is here to help all veterans, active military, and families. HelpVet.net is a national help center helping the military community with their everyday needs. Whether you need a realtor, an attorney, discounted services, or information on retirement benefits, financial resources, and much more, our vast network of hand-picked qualified service providers are waiting to help you. With up-to-date military news and resources, you can find answers to all your needs at HelpVet.net. HelpVet.net, never forget, never forgotten.
Troops, welcome back to our nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Troops, please do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. It's an honor to welcome back to the show General Boykin. The general has held some very key positions in our military and is now working hard to return our nation to our founding values. He's a man I greatly respect. Welcome, General. Glad you could join us.
Denny, it's great to be with you. Thanks for what you're doing, too.
Sir, start by giving us a quick review of your time in the military. You spent quite a bit of time in Mother Army.
I did. I graduated from Virginia Tech in December of 1970, and the 5th of January of 71, I was in the Army and stayed for 36 years. I spent most of my time in special operations, but I started out as an infantryman and was in actually in two divisions, 2nd Armored Division as well as the 24th Infantry Division. And then I went over to the special ops side, and I did a tour at the CIA. And ultimately, my final assignment was 4 years as the Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence under the Bush administration. That's the George W. Bush administration.
Okay, sir. Isn't it a contradiction in terms, military intelligence? That's always been a standard joke that I've always heard.
I've heard that as well. I think there's probably something to that.
There's at least a little bit to it. Okay. Talk to us about what you're doing now, sir.
I am at the Family Research Council. We are right downtown Washington, and we are a public policy organization that helps by lobbying and working with members of Congress for public policy that supports faith, family, and freedom. We have a men's network. We have a pastor's network. We have some very well-known people that are some of our senior fellows, like George Barna, the great pollster. And we have Ken Blackwell, a former ambassador for human rights and the Bush administration. And he works political things. We also have a 501c4, which is to allow us to be able to endorse candidates as well as to put money into their campaigns. So we've got, we're sort of a one-stop shopping center, you might say, and for a lot of things that are important to us as Christians, to us as soldiers, and to us as Americans.
Yes, sir. One of the things that I run into regularly is people who are not happy with the way things are going, but they don't know how to do. And they can plug into the Family Research Council, and you can provide all sorts of options, can't you?
Absolutely. And we have a daily publication that's called Washington Stand. You can find it online. It's a news service. We decided that we were not going to rely on what we have determined were sort of questionable news outlets to include all of the mainstream media. So we've developed our own news service. We've got reporters out, but what we put out has been validated and backed up by multiple services, and that's Washington Stand. Just look it up, and it's a good news service, and it'll give you some accurate information every day.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Our purpose for today is to deal with some issues. There have been some claims by the people in Washington that the recent Supreme Court's decision on Roe versus Wade is an abuse of our military members and families. First, it was a move that's totally in line with our Constitution. But two, they said it hurt our military. How did it do that?
I can't answer that. It makes no sense. I mean, it is. It's just political rhetoric that has no foundation to it. And first of all, it is something that, if you really dig into the data that's been collected on this, the majority of Americans are actually pro-life. Now, some of them will make exceptions for rape and incest and others for the life of the mother. But fundamentally, they are pro-life. The majority are. And you hear a minority now that is raising so much cane about this. But with regards to the impact on our military, I don't get it. I don't understand how it impacts our military.
This is Colonel Danny Gilliam on Front Lines of Freedom. We're talking with General Jerry Boykin. Our military people today are being abused. There are a number of ways. Let's start with the mandatory COVID shot that many troops don't want. And even requests for religious exemptions are being ignored or denied. There's a young man that I'm sort of a surrogate grandfather to who just joined the Army. He wanted to be in Special Forces for the last 5 or 6 years. He enlisted for it, but his condition was he would not take the COVID shot for religious reasons, and he just got thrown out. His recruiter told him you had to apply for it once you got to Fort Benning. The people at Benning said you're supposed to have applied for it before you got down here. Some people are nice to him. Some people were calling him names. How does any of this make any sense? I mean, I think I could have bought it way back when this thing first hit and we didn't know. But my gosh, the current shot doesn't even affect most of what's out there. This is real abuse of our soldiers, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And remember that our own president, the commander in chief, has said multiple times publicly that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Well, I've got a son that's been fully vaccinated and boosted, and he's had COVID twice. I have been vaccinated and I have had COVID. And I know a lot of people who have had COVID. So forcing people to do this, it is bullying. And I can tell you stories, and I'm sure you can too, Denny, of people that have been bullied by their chain of command and given an hour to make a decision, a life-changing decision as to whether they were going to take the jab or they were going to get out of the military. And I tell you, it is bullying. And as you know very well, the equalizer on the battlefield is the unity among those troops, whether they're on a ship, in the air, or on the ground. The unity is so important, and fighting for a common cause and fighting with a purpose. And all you're doing when your chain of command bullies you into doing something that you don't want to do or puts you out of the military is you are setting a stage for people not to trust their chain of command, not to follow their chain of command, to include in wartime, because they no longer trust them. And that's a sad thing. We can't have that in our military, but that's exactly what we do have.
Yes, sir. If you're not a team, if you don't trust your buddies, male and female, and your chain of command, you're not going to be effective. And the more dangerous things get, the less effective you're going to be because you don't trust them. This is nuts. And it has to be just political because I don't see any compelling science. Indeed, the science compels the other way, the science that has evolved since the first COVID thing broke out. Do you agree?
I totally agree with you. And I told you, there are lots of people who have taken the vaccination and have still gotten COVID. And some of them had COVID before they took the vaccination. So they've had COVID a couple of times. And my son is one of those. I think that we need to realize that there's only been, based on the report that I read, there's only been 19 people that have actually received a religious exemption. And I think that those were people who are in some kind of special categories, a Christian Scientist or something that takes no medical treatment or anything, supposedly. But this is a big military. And I've talked to so many people that are being put out of the military. And Denny, this comes, as you know, at a time when our military can't fill the ranks of our military, of any of the services, because recruiting is so difficult. You know what's happening, Denny? With these people that are being bullied or put out of the military. What we're doing is we're breeding another generation of young people that will have a bad attitude towards our military because their fathers, their brothers, the family members or people that they know well are coming out saying that was a bad experience. I went in believing that I was going to serve my country and do a career, and that we had a covenant between me and my government and me and the leadership of this nation, only to be bullied and kicked out of the military because I would not do something that violated my own religious convictions. That's breeding a generation of people. The next generation, the people they influence, are going to be the very people that we want to recruit, and they don't want to have anything to do with the military. It is getting worse, and this is a critical national security issue.
Yes, sir. I could not agree more. There is more to discuss about the abuse of our troops, and General Boykin's going to stay with us. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom's Troops. It's push-up time. They want you to do 103 push-ups. That's how many I do. Well, many days. Then take a break, but stay in the area. We'll be right back. Friends, there's not too many things I enjoy more than helping veterans and eating great beef jerky. Now I can do both. My good friends at Tango3.org and America's Best Beef Jerky use the highest quality beef to make the best jerky I've ever tasted. Trust me, I've eaten a lot. But that's not all. They give 100% of the profit to vetted veterans programs, mental health and suicide prevention. Go to americasbestbeefjerky.com and order now. And at checkout, check the Frontlines of Freedom promo code.
$30 trillion in debt, 20 years of endless war, and veterans not able to get the care they deserve. These are some of the issues concerned Veterans for America is confronting head-on. At CVA, we aim to amplify the veteran perspective to create a better future for all Americans. But we need your help. Join CVA in shaping a better tomorrow for you, your family, and your community. Visit cv4a.org to learn more and join the movement. That's cv4a.org.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Frontlines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with General Jerry Boykin about the abuse of our military personnel. Sir, we've talked about the crazy COVID requirements that are driving good people from the military at the time when we need them most. And certainly Russia and China aren't doing this, and their militaries are growing and acting aggressive. And a part of this oppression involves the refusal to grant the religious exemptions. But it's not just from the shots. I understand our chaplains are being abused. They're recruited out of their denominations, but they're being required to do things like participate in homosexual marriages or something that is a violation of their... And also our medical people are too, aren't they? Being forced to do transgender operations and that sort of thing. There's more to it than just the COVID shots, I think.
Yeah, there is, Denny. We have been involved here at Family Research Council, along with First Liberty Institute, which is a pro bono law firm that defends the rights of people in the military. And what is happening is that these chaplains, regardless of the theology of their denomination, these chaplains are being encouraged to do marriage retreats with same-sex couples or to do a wedding ceremony with a same-sex couple when it is against the teachings of and the standards of their denomination. And the Southern Baptists are the ones that, you know, we would be most familiar with in terms of what it stands for. Generally speaking, that's not always the case, but generally speaking. And now, are they being forced to do it? No, they're not being forced to do it. But they know what the consequences are when they turn down these opportunities. They know that it's going to impact on their performance report, their OER, as you and I would call it, officer efficiency report, because they're considered not to be team players, and it's really hurting them. But there's also been a number of chaplains, Denny, that have given an answer to someone that came and asked them if they thought that homosexuality was biblically acceptable. And they have given them a biblical answer, a biblical worldview. And the answer is no, it is condemned in the Bible, just like fornication is. And those chaplains are then being disciplined. And we've gone to bat for several of them there that over this LGBT agenda is probably the most powerful agenda in the nation that really is impacting on our chaplains as well as the average soldier, sailor, airman, marine, Coast Guardsman because of their free speech infringements. When someone says something that in according to their faith and according to their own understanding of things, that that homosexuality is wrong for this reason or that reason, they're going to be punished. They're going to be punished, I guarantee you. And so the chaplains are in a very difficult situation today, but everybody in the military is because they are getting bullied for their faith, especially over this vaccination.
You know, and one of the things that I don't understand, throughout the 22 years I was in the service, there were some good officers, a lot of good officers, some mediocre officers, a couple of not so good ones, but I'm not sure the worst of the ones I ever knew would do something like this to one of their troops. I can't imagine a leader, I like your term bullying, I can't imagine a leader doing that, but well, it's happening.
Danny, I can't either. I mean, the leadership, they have a constitutional responsibility, I mean, to provide for the health and welfare of their soldiers because they are sworn to defend and protect the Constitution of the United States. And I never saw anything like I saw some commanders that I didn't particularly like. I saw some that were, I thought, a bit self-serving that had a tendency to use people, but nothing like what we're seeing today, where they're in their face and they're saying, you got 1 hour to decide whether you're going to take this vaccination or you're going to take off that flight suit and go down and start out processing because we're going to put you out of the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. And I've never seen anything like that. That's just unbelievable to me.
You know, and particularly if you're married and have a family and all of a sudden you're being thrown out, no place to live, no income.
Yep.
What a bizarre situation.
Yeah. And you add to that, Denny, just add to that the fact that we're wasting so much time in this woke orientation. We're just wasting so much time that should be used preparing for war. You know, Douglas MacArthur, I think it was 1963 that he stood up in the West Point mess hall and addressed the cadets there.
I was there. Yes, sir.
Okay. And what did he say? He said, your mission remains determined, fixed, inviolable. It is to win the nation's wars. Well, that hasn't changed. And tell me what all of this woke nonsense, just look at the recruiting ads, for example, about somebody that's being recruited that had two bombies. How does that contribute to the readiness of our military? And it does. And there should never be a decision regarding our military by the commander in chief, the administration, or the Congress, that they don't first ask the question, will this enhance our abilities to win the nation's wars? And if you can't say yes, definitely yes, then it shouldn't be done. And that's what we're doing. We're wasting their time. And especially if you're a guard or reserve and you get limited time to train anyhow in a year's time, and you're wasting a good portion of that time instead of doing what would make you more effective on the battlefield.
Yes, sir. Amen. I could not agree more. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. We're talking with General Jerry Boykin. General, you talked about the Family Research Council. And that's a good vehicle. There are others, but that's a really good vehicle to get plugged into, to get ideas and resources. And how can somebody plug in? How can people stay in touch with you or through them or whatever?
Yeah, go to frc.org, frc.org, Family Research Councils, what that stands for, frc.org, and you can contact us and you can contact me. And it's a good way to stay plugged into what we're doing. And by the way, if we've got men's conferences that we're doing all around the country. And so if you see of a Family Research Council men's conference called Stand Courageous coming to a church anywhere near you, you ought to go to that, because once we get you on the rolls in the men's network, we send you a good amount of stuff. Devotionals, we send you all kinds of stuff. We do a monthly call with someone that is pretty well known. We've had people from members of Congress to people like Franklin Graham and Ricky Skaggs out of Nashville and others. So we want to get you tied into that network.
Yes, sir. That is a noble, worthy, and very useful plug-in. General, thank you. Thank you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your service to our nation in uniform, but what you're doing now. Our nation desperately needs all of us to be doing our very best, and we need to return to our founding fathers' virtues, their goals, the Constitution as written. Thank you for helping us, for pointing that direction. God bless you, sir.
Well, God bless you, Denny, and thanks for your heart and for what you're doing to keep the veterans informed, but also to keep them front and center in this nation.
This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour discussing helpvet.net with Steve Wilson. Then we'll talk with retired Colonel Tom Brewer, who's also in his state's legislature. Next, we'll review the movie of the month with Diane Raver from the Garden State Film Festival. And of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our self-defense report. Troops, I'm not fond of pain, and I absolutely won't use addicting products. That's why I can recommend Day 3 Creation products if you're in pain. Use the code FREEDOM when you order at day3creation.com and save 20%. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom Troops. It's time for jumping jacks. Do 50 good ones. Grab some protein, rehydrate with water, and finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.